Steve Blocker Roach is joining us from, where is he? He's in Yamba, I believe. How are you, Blocky?
Champions, good morning to you. What did you say, 55 mil?
Yeah. Well, we're saying if Zoustar the Stallion services 200 mares in the breeding season coming up a bit later this year.
200?
That would be $55 million worth of work done.
I know exactly what you were about to say then, Blocker.
What are you doing, Christmas Day? I mean, there comes, eh?
Oh.
Yeah. 55 mil. 55 large.
Yeah. Large. Opportunity.
Wow. What's the opportunity at Yamba, Block? Tell me about it. What have you been doing?
Oh, mate, we're just doing a little bit of beer sales, mate. We just had a bit of a thing at Yamba Bowling Club. Gee, there's some great bowling clubs in Australia, isn't there, or around New South Wales, especially the one at Yamba we did last night, mate. We had a bit of fun and had a laugh, told a few yarns. I very rarely tell the truth, as you know.
Yeah.
but it was good fun. Lovely people. Wow. Just people trying to get on board and try and help us out a little bit, and away we went. It was fun.
That's good. You're home this afternoon, I suspect.
I'm home this Savo, mate. I think I'm doing something with Benny this Savo. I think one of the Clovelly teams, the under-11s. So we're going to – they're doing a jumper presentation, can you believe, Loz? Under-11s.
Under-11s.
Anyway, that'll be fun.
Love it. And what's the link there with you and Benny?
I don't know. I think Jack Singleton got on to Benny about it and said – you know, will we do it, mate? We're always putting our hands up to try and help if we can fit it in. You're exactly the same, Loz. So I'm looking forward. It just so happens that they're doing it at the Clovelly Hotel.
Good man. I'm sure you'll be in fine form. What about the biggest talking point of the week in rugby league, mate? Has been the sacking of Jason Demetriou. What have you made of the decision, and what have you made of South Sydney's season so far, and also the direction they might be heading in terms of chasing Wayne Bennett?
Gee, it's a tough game, isn't it? I mean, you think back to last year, Jason was, I think they won 10 in a row or something, haven't they? They've been leading the comp, and then all of a sudden they fell in a hole. I suppose the nail in the coffin for him, mate, was, you know, when you have a look at the premiership, and they're sitting last, but they're 50 points in arrears of everyone else defensively. I mean, that obviously was the biggest problem. I think what they were doing, South, was waiting to see if they can get an answer. This is only my guess. I don't know it for sure, but I think they were waiting to get an answer from Wayne Bennett. And once they got that answer, it's probably the deal done. And, Ben Hornby takes over. I feel for him, mate.
So do I.
I like him too. He's a good bloke. And I reckon he's a good coach too. But I think if he had his time over, he might have let the inmates run the asylum a little bit, from what I can gather. So, you know, all of a sudden blokes aren't playing for you, and they're not playing up to the standards that they set themselves the year before, and mate, they're on the bottom of the league. And I suppose, as we say, it's a cutthroat game now, and, you know, they probably had to get rid of him. And I just hope he picks up a job somewhere else, you know. I hope people don't look at this and go, you know, because as I said, mate, last year, mate, they were winning the comp.
Yeah.
Come around 11.
No, they were, and they'd re-signed him then, and they didn't announce it until late in the season.
But you know the other thing too, Loz? I think he went out in style too. You know, he didn't go out kicking and screaming. Yeah. Mate, it's class, mate. Yeah. You know, he said, mate, I've done my job, and, you know, I tried to do my job the best of my ability week in and week out. And, you know, unfortunately it wasn't good enough. And, mate, I just hope it doesn't derail him for any other job. I'd like to see him back in the NRL.
I agree with that. How do you think they'll go tonight against Penrith? No Nathan Cleary. Interesting block that Cleary is out, given that he came back from a hamstring injury last week and they're just resting him this week. Hopefully it's not too major, and it is the case that they're just resting him from the short turnaround. But
it might be, it might be one of those cases where they say, mate, you know, you're right to go, but we'll give you one more week. You know, you've seen that a lot of times in rugby league. You look at the percentages when new coaches are coming and all that sort of stuff, that they've had, you know, the percentages are pretty high when they win the first week, but I can't see it. I mean, they're playing Penrith. Mate, I've never seen a team smother an opposition like they do in defence. So I don't think they've got the forward power now. There's a couple of blokes maybe on old legs. You know, they've been great players for the club, but, you know, they're going to have to make a lot of changes South Sydney next year. So I don't think they can win tonight. I don't think they can beat Penrith.
Block there. Chief Executive Blake Solly has essentially said they need, you know, an authoritative coach there at South with this playing group. Is Wayne Bennett, 74-year-old Wayne Bennett, the answer?
Yeah, I think he is, mate. Yeah. Mate, he's probably the most respected bloke in the game as far as coaching goes. I'd be surprised. Yeah, I suppose the big thing for him is, you know, he moved back up there, and all of a sudden he's in Queensland again. He's on his farm. He's got open spaces. But, you know, the only problem for me is coming back to Sydney to all the hustle and bustle and all that sort of stuff. And you mentioned the age and all that, but mate, if his desire is still there and he wants to do the job, he hasn't got a job next year. So, you know, if his desire is still to do the job, I think he'd take it.
Mm. Where does the improvement come though this year for the Bunnies, Block? Do you see them winning a lot more games than they have at the start of the year, or
do you see
them just filtering away?
Well, I just see them paddling for this year, mate. I don't mean to be disrespectful or anything to any of the players or any of the club, but mate, they've dug themselves in a hole now. I think they've lost. Mate, it's near on 20 games or something. If you go back to last year. Mm. So, mate, it's a big hole to get out of. And obviously, they've got to make changes. I think they've got to look at the players a lot more too. You know, just to blame the coach is the easy way out straight away. You know, the people that have got rid of him now are the people that put him in there in the first place that had great belief. And he was showing that belief last year. But unfortunately, you know, the players haven't aimed up for him.
One of the big stories this week's been overshadowed a little bit by the South Sydney story, but Luke Keary, he's been a great warrior, hasn't he? For a man of small stature, but he's achieved a lot in the game, and he's announced that he'll retire at the end of the year.
Geez, I'm glad you mentioned that, mate. Like I watch as you do, mate. We watch a lot of footy and that, and Middo. But I don't think I've seen a better. Well, I have seen a better one. Only one in Peter Sterling, counting numbers and heads and all that sort of stuff, and going down the short side and numbering up and the ability to straighten up and put blokes in holes and all that. There hasn't been that many better than him.
Mm.
So the other thing too, Loz, is you mentioned his stature. Mate, it's easy to be 6 foot three and 115 kilos and act tough and play tough, right? But when you're a bloke that size and the way that he does it, he reminds me, the toughest little man I've ever seen in my life was, and I'd like to get people to write in who the toughest little blokes they've ever seen was Jeff Toovey.
Yeah.
Jeff Toovey, unbelievable. But, you know, this guy, you know, not that rugged sort of toughness like Toovey, but a bloke that'd take the ball and dig into the line and get hit, as we call it, Loz. And I love this saying, when you dance in the valley of death. I love the halves that go into and dance in that death zone. Mm. So he was one of those sort of blokes. Unfortunately, he copped a lot of head knocks over his career. And, you know, I think that might be a reason why he's... you know, he's standing down now. So, you know, he's been a great player, no doubt about that. They'll miss him.
The little half that you two had played against that was pretty tough was Andy Gregory as well, wasn't he?
Oh, Andy Gregory, yeah. He got me once in a test match. And, geez, it hurt.
Mm.
And I got up and played the ball.
Tickler.
Oh, mate. You know, when you get up and you do the, oh, that didn't worry me.
Yeah,
and then you walk back to your position, you go, oh.
He was a tough competitor. You know, mate, I look at the bloke I played with too, Gary Freeman, mate. Not big
whiz.
Blokes, but mate, tenacious. But, mate, there's been a heap of them. But I don't think there's been any better than the great Jeff Toovey.
Toovey's just behind.
There was a great story. He was playing against Newcastle one day and he was toweling up the chief, getting under him and, you know, putting him on his back and all that sort of stuff. And apparently the late, great Terry Hill said to him, "Hey, Toovey, move over, I'll take care of this." Apparently Toovey said, "Mate, don't worry, mate, I've got his handle. I've got his number here, mate, don't worry about it. Just stay out there, Tezza."
Yeah.
Which was, mate, quickly, I didn't get to say anything about the great Terry Hill. Mate, what a tremendous bloke. I really like Terry Hill. I love his character. I love the way that, you know, that he was endearing to people and all that. And it always gave people the time. And, you know, I was bloody sad. And we played with him too, Loz, a lot.
We did, Block.
And the thing about him was, you know, he was always jovial, you know, off the field and all that sort of stuff. But, mate, rugged competitor. Mate, he was a better player than a lot of people would think. If you've seen some highlights of him playing and that, mate, what a tenacious, hard running center he was, and we were going to sorely miss him.
Mm. You're right there, Block. He was a great character, Terry, and someone that would have a lot of fun away from the field, but on the field, he was a competitor that just wanted to win, and he swerve or in a way, whatever it was he had.
He had speed too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Liked to beat you on the outside, but he was strong and just a will to win. Just hated getting beaten. So it's terrible news. Very terrible news.
Terrible, terrible. Yeah.
We've got a text here. Please wish Blocker our legend happy birthday for last week. We love that man at Coonabarabran. Because I don't think you were on last week. Oh, no, because it was Anzac Day. That's right.
It was Anzac, mate.
So, someone did text in saying happy birthday. So happy birthday, Block.
Thank you, boys. I was unreal, mate. I'm not counting them. Mate, obviously, I like everyone else, mate. I'm blessed with my family, mate. My family around me and all that, mate. That's all I want, mate. I don't want for much these days, mate. I'm a meat and free veggie bloke.
I think we all are as we get older, Block. All you want is the best for your family.
Yeah,
and to
just
be healthy.
Family around, and mate, we stayed home and had a nice feed and all that sort of stuff, and just had the family around me, mate. I like all that sort of stuff, you know.
Where's Parramatta's future this year, Block? They've missed Mitch Moses desperately, and now Clint Gutherson, arguably their most consistent player, or he is their most consistent player.
Mate,
he's out for a month.
Yeah, no, it's tough. Mate, I can't believe Gutherson's got an injury. I've never seen a bloke on the ball. I said a couple of weeks ago, I went to watch him against the Tigers, and I just watched him for a while. I've never seen a more energetic player in my life. Mate, he was everywhere, like a jack-in-the-box. Mm. But anyway, mate, it's always hard when you lose your half. I mean, let's be fair dinkum here. If you've got a decent half and you lose them, mate, it's a hard road to have someone fill in. If you're any good, at a halfback and you're at a club, you're generally there for a long period of time. Very hard to sort of get them away from, unless they're at the back end of their career or they're it's not generally that you can come and pinch a halfback. So it's hard for these guys to come in and perform to the ability of the player that they've lost, i.e. Mitch Moses and all that sort of stuff. So it's a tough ask for these young blokes, but, at some stage you're going to get an opportunity. But Parramatta, mate, I think they've struggled, and they're going to struggle more now without King Gutho. I wish he'd bring back the sign when he scores and that. I love that, when he used to put the triangle up and all that sort of stuff.
Gutherino.
I thought that was fantastic.
Well, remember the bloke we used to, sorry, mate. Remember the bloke we used to play against for England? Remember the winger? Henderson Gill.
Henderson Gill.
Remember his little try celebrations?
Yeah, he used to do the mate, what a player. Mate, he was a good player, wasn't he?
Mate,
I never played against Robertson. You would have played against Robertson, the winger from England that went on and played
Robertson,
rugby union
yeah.
too. But mate, what an electric play for Wigan. What an electric player he was.
Mate, he had great feet and
great speed.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
Block
mate,
out
some good boys.
Out of some of these outsiders, who do you think's the best place for an upset? And I'm talking about Souths are plus 11.5 tonight. Mm. The Raiders plus 12.5 at Manly tomorrow night. The Gold Coast Titans are plus 14.5 at home against the Melbourne Storm. Or what about the Dragons in the Derby? Plus 13.5 coming off a pasting by the Roosters on Anzac Day, but they've been up and down. It's been very different week in to week out through much of the season so far. Cronulla maybe just due a bit of a down performance. Out of those games, who can you see causing a shock?
Well, I worry about poor old Saints taking on Cronulla at Cronulla. That's the problem. I don't think there'll be an upset there. I'm expecting, although I don't think the Raiders will win, I'm expecting a big improvement from last week. They got dusted through the middle. What was it? Ended up 40-0 or something, whatever it was. It was a cricket score. I don't know whether any of those sides can win what you've spoken about there, but I reckon the big improve is going to be the Raiders against Manly, but I don't think they can beat them.
Mm, I'm sure they agree. Yeah, I think the Raiders will improve. I think it'll be a tighter game than last week. I think they'd be very disappointed, and Block's right. I think they were
you know, not great through the middle. And when you've got a young, inexperienced halves and outside backs, you can't blame them. It's up to the senior players to do a little bit more. And with a bit of rain around, might suit the Raiders' style a bit better.
Might shorten it up a little bit, yeah.
He's put Albert Hopewadi at fullback, just giving Chevy Stewart, I guess, a bit of a break after a couple of games at the
top
level.
Well, they've got stuck into him a little bit, but he's going to be a fine player, Chevy Stewart. Don't worry about that. He's going to be the Raiders' fullback for a long period of time.
Block, what's on for the rest of the weekend? Oh, you'd be commentating, surely.
I am. Mate, Brandy's away, so we've got a couple of extra games, which is good. So, I'm doing that game of the Canberra Raiders and Manly, so I'm looking forward to that. Just doing my usual weekend, just cruising around, talking a bit of footy and, I don't know, mate, just relaxing, putting the feet up these days.
Beautiful stuff, mate. Safe travels from Yamba.
Gentlemen, and good luck down the William Farrell. What a pub was. We've had some funny times there over the years. I don't know if it's loosened up since the owner's gone now in Barney. I used to say to Barney, "How you doing, Barney?" "Oh, just breaking even, Block. Just breaking even."
Like a good publican, always saying break even, Block. Yeah. But they've spent a bit of money on it recently, so I'm looking forward to getting down there and seeing the refurb. Yeah, it only got opened about 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm sure it'll be massive tonight at the William Farrow. The Calcutta will happen. And, mate, their Calcutta is the biggest I've ever been to. It's amazing how much money is in that pool. I think they get close to, 150, 160?
Oh, yeah.
What, one win wins 150?
No, they split it. But, yeah.
Can you put me in, Loz?
I'll buy you a ticket, mate. I won't tell you.
On your block.
Good boys. Have a good weekend.